percussion is often described tone with adjectives, but the acoustic reality unfolds over time. A timpano sound has an attack, a bloom, and a decay. The attack includes mallet noise, head transient, frame and bowl color, and the first burst of radiated energy. The bloom is the moment when the pitch-bearing modes become organized enough for the ear to identify the note. The decay is the loss of energy through radiation, material damping, air losses, frame losses, and deliberate player damping. Fleischer's decay measurements help translate those words into physics. He used T60 decay time, the time required for displacement to fall to a thousandth of its initial value, as a measure of how long selected partials persisted. The results show that decay behavior changed with the presence of the kettle and was not always smooth across frequency, implying that radiation damping was not the only loss mechanism. Narrow band losses suggested resonances in attached parts of the instrument. In player language, this is one reason a drum can feel as if one note hangs, another dies, and a third speaks but does not carry. This time behavior explains why two drums with the same pitch and similar sustain can still sound different. One may speak immediately but fade quickly. Another may have a less articulate attack but develop a richer pitch center. A third may produce a beautiful isolated tone that becomes blurry in an ensemble because its attack does not define the rhythmic function. The useful question is not simply which drum is darker, but how does this drum's envelope function in the music? Rolls make this time dimension explicit. A roll is not a separate sound pasted on top of the drum. It is a repeated series of inputs into a resonating system. Roll speed, mallet hardness, stroke height, beating spot, head response, and hall sustain all determine whether the roll becomes a continuous tone or an audible sequence of bumps. Damping is the other side of the same issue. It determines how and when energy leaves the system.